Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who won a narrow victory over Mohawk Valley Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, is sticking to his commitment against voting for Nancy Pelosi as the next Speaker of the House. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this comes even after some Democrats who initially opposed Pelosi have switched to now backing her.
Brindisi was one of 16 Democrats to sign a letter pledging to support new leadership in the House.
I am saying the same thing that I said during the campaign. I am not going to support Nancy Pelosi, whether it's in caucus. I'm not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi on the floor.
House Democrats will likely nominate Pelosi at a caucus vote Wednesday. The full House will vote on the speaker January 3rd. Brindisi says he has texted with Tenney, and both say they want a smooth transition. In an interview with WUTQ Radio's Talk of the Town last week, Tenney said Brindisi is going to have to find a way to get along with President Donald Trump. And Brindisi says there are things they can agree on.
On issues where I can find common ground with the president, like transportation and infrastructure spending, or bringing down the cost of prescription drugs, I'm very much going to work with the president. And if there's policies he's putting forward that I think are going to hurt this country or harm this region, then I'm going to stand up against the president.
Brindisi, who is stepping down from the New York State Assembly to join Congress, says he also wants to focus on fixing the Affordable Care Act by protecting people with pre-existing conditions, as well as campaign and ethics reform. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.